From wherever you are listening, welcome from me, the Reverend Jan Moore, to BCP Matins, recorded from my home in Stratton in the Churn Valley Benefice. I hope you've accessed the text to enable you to fully participate in the knowledge that you're not alone, but connected with others by some wonderful technology. As we begin, an opening sentence from the Book of Common Prayer. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws which he set before us. Dearly beloved, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as for the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are gathered, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. So may the Father of all mercies cleanse you and me from our sins, and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. We say together the words of the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So we come to our first reading from the Old Testament, from the book of Job. Job continued his parable, saying this, Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me. when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, the young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that no one had to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. But now, upon my right hand, rise the youth. They push away my feet, and they rise up against me the ways of their destruction. They mar my path, they set forward my calamity. They come upon me as a wide breaking in of waters. In the desolation they roll themselves upon me. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passeth away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. We say together Psalm 55. As we think of the psalmist engaging with Job's situation. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me, and said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So our second reading, our New Testament reading, is from Matthew 11. But whereunto, says Jesus, shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children? At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say together the Jubilate. Oh, be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, go your way into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And we say also now together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. And together, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Now the three collects, first for the fourth Sunday after Trinity, the second for peace, and the third for grace. Do feel that if you have the text in front of you, you can join in with all of these. O God, the protector of all that trust in thee, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us thy mercy, that thou, being our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we finally lose not the things eternal. Grant this, O Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen. So, a reflection for the fourth Sunday after Trinity. Today, we meet Job reflecting on the years of his prime. Still in good fettle with his own brood at home, he mentions washing steps with butter, wealthy and fit too. When he was used to being noticed and listened to, valued and appreciated, he was busy serving the needs of those younger and older. But that was in his past. Now he's old, afflicted with infirmity, discarded by the young, and forced to look inwards. He is no longer outwardly strong or revered, no longer seen in the same way at all. Our psalmist today speaks for the likes of Job as he pleads to the invisible God because of personal deterioration and degradation. Fear has replaced confidence, and no one, not even God, seems to see or hear the pain of it. Our psalmist cries out for all of us, perhaps especially at this time, who may be having no sense of self-worth because our glorious past has faded into insignificance simply because no one remembers it. And then our New Testament reading projects us forward into Jesus' day, as Jesus makes a damning observation of his own generation and culture. Never satisfied, always accusing, always blaming, self-obsessed, a generation for whom nothing beyond themselves is right. They criticise the lack of dancing to their own music, the lack of compassion for their own suffering, but they equally criticise sobriety and simplicity too. They behave like children in the playground, or maybe more like truculent adolescents. They appear to take no responsibility, but they're angry at their elders who must take it for them in a complex world where absolute right and perfection are anyway always going to be unattainable. Well, doesn't that ring true for today? Personally, I felt safer and happier in the first 10 weeks of lockdown than I do now. The rules were clear. All across the world, we were in the same storm, and whilst we learned quickly that we weren't in the same boat, we did learn the rules of navigation for our own craft. Perhaps you, like me, felt very privileged in that period, compared to people whose employment was at risk, who couldn't afford to feed their children, who were in fearful shielding, or was struggling to homeschool a brood trapped in a high-rise block of flats without the necessary resources, skills or energy. Yet I now find myself unsure of the swell of the tides or the wind directions as we continue our navigation through the COVID storm. There are some whose selfish irresponsibility has cast all caution to the winds and created instead crowd swells on beaches and in cities. Do they believe that it's all over? Do they feel invincible? Are they plain stupid or just rebellious against authority? Do they know that rats leaving a sinking ship are going to drown anyway? Whichever the government and whichever leadership with opportunity to influence the guidance, they would be undergoing criticism right now, because you never can please all the people all the time. And oh, doesn't our culture lack trust, even of experts? Wisdom is as hard to discern as grief is a slow-release pill to swallow. Feelings everywhere are running high. In the hair today and gone tomorrow syndrome, which has been much talked about these last few weeks, people have said that their feelings have surfaced to replace the normal preoccupation with how they look. Amen to that. But the problem is that in our normally busier lives, we haven't previously paid enough attention to dealing with our feelings. So we know less well how to manage them, less well how to articulate them, less well how to pray with them. Our souls are damaged with many losses just now, including perhaps faith. Job knew all about that, and the psalmists too, and of course Jesus observed it. This has been a time more than most when we've needed to make internal journeys to speak with God, to share our innermost stuff, a way of praying which leads us through discernment towards self-giving trust and a respect for the feelings of others. Others who are suffering a fearful extreme virus paranoia, and even those who can't face its presence any longer and have decided to deny its existence at all. Navigating our boats may seem more like walking a plank at times, but God doesn't desire us to drown. We are even now being offered life in all its fullness. But as Reverend David preached last Sunday, our choices are clear. Self-seeking, self-absorption, selfish behaviours always lead us to die to God. Self-giving, self-offering, self-emptying are the only way for a Christian to follow Christ into life eternal and to help sustain creation wherever little patches of the Garden of Eden can be cleared and embraced. Last week, I visited the National Trust Gardens at Hidcote. The pre-booking, hand sanitizer, 2 meter distancing, and the one-way route demonstrated the careful attention which had been paid to my safety. I felt properly cared for, but the gardens told a different story. During lockdown, the 12 full-time gardeners and the 40 volunteers had been reduced to only 4 full-timers spread across 2 shifts, so only 2 on at any one time. I imagine this solitary gardening was a tough working experience. But the gardens themselves showed the suffering more clearly. These particular gardens of Eden were in places looking more like a jungle on the verge of taking over. Of course, this is what happens when we don't attend to our own personal tidying up. Not for the purpose of looking better, but to feel better. The plants will feel better when the deadheading allows nourishment to return to the roots and cleared spaces allow light and air in again. In these strange times, when we might be feeling a bit like Job and are crying out along with the psalmist, and looking at our culture and seeing only poor responses to a complex reality, let us breathe deeply. Let us be quiet. Let us go into our intimate little space and hear only Jesus' words for us today, as he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Amen. Let us pray to God through Jesus, his Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, for your church, for Archbishop Justin Welby, our bishops Rachel and Robert, our rector, Reverend David, and for Reverend Arthur, and the support teams, lay and ordained, who work for the life of this benefice and the well-being of its residents in multiple ways. Strengthen us, O Lord, not to be people of fear, but people of courage. Not people who protect their own safety, but people who protect their neighbours' safety. Not people of greed, but people of generosity. We offer you ourselves, Lord, to become better at giving and loving, wherever we are, whatever it costs, for as long as it takes, to wherever you call us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for the world, for those with responsibilities of leadership and difficult decisions in the socio-economic choices they make. We pray for them to discern wisdom across diverse needs. We pray for medical researchers whose painstaking and pressured search for a vaccine has become our hope of a life jacket against our invisible enemy. And we pray for those in acute poverty, starvation and suffering all across the world with no hope of relief. May our tears for them be added to yours, Lord, that our world would learn to solve these problems in your ways. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for our local communities, for our schools in Cubberley, North Cerny and Stratton, for their head teachers and teachers with responsibilities for the safety of their children and themselves, for the children and for the children's families whose anxieties and home pressures may be deep and difficult. We pray for our village shops, giving thanks for their sustaining efforts on our behalf in this time. For our doctors' surgeries, that our medical professionals will know your presence and your healing power in their work. For our care home residents and staff, that they may return to peace in the coming days, and no respite from the fear of the storm. We pray for small businesses which lurk with anxieties behind closed doors across our 9 villages. For pubs, restaurants, hotels and B&Bs, as we pray they can stay, can safely become again, a beacon of hope for valued social interaction. And for our own homes, that they will return to being places of open hospitality, where nurtured are our close relationships. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And for the fearful, the sick, and the dying, we pray. Jesus Christ, you travelled through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now, in the midst of our pandemic, that we may experience your healing love. May the sick regain strength and health through quality medical care. May the fearful be calmed by the support they receive. May the proud, who think themselves to be invincible, understand that this disease knows no borders. May all who are afflicted in any way, through bereavement, isolation or anxiety, find relief and recovery. Jesus Christ, healer of all, stay by our side in this time of uncertainty and sorrow. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Loving God, show us, please show us, how we can best be part of your response to these our prayers, and fill us with the spirit of life which was in Jesus Christ. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we finish our time together with the blessing. May the love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, be with you amongst those whom you love and those whom you care for, those whom you can see and those whom you cannot see. Amen.
Delivery, and engagement. Because communicating better means connecting better.
Shit.
Grammarly, helping you connect. Go to Grammarly.com to download.